I'm Jibril Jara, a PhD student at SIAD, a laboratory in the UBFC, Université Bourgogne-Franche-Comté in Dijon. So my presentation in this virtual meeting is about a part of my ongoing PhD project, supervised by Christophe Nicole and Martin Clouzot. So this part is mainly on the digitalization of cultural heritage collections, especially about medieval illumination. It's a project carried by the Maison of Science and Maison des Sciences et de l'Homme of Dijon. And the project is labeled Illumination 3.0. So, exactly, it's about digitalization of illumination, which was painting used in the medieval age by elite of the society for represent their environment, for social communication, or for creating influence and propagating it. So, as you will see on this slides. So, illumination are painting with several meaning containing tremendous symbolic object. So, preserving this kind of image require one to preserve physical image and to preserve their meaning. So, the preservation of this meaning erase some issues, each other we can tell multiple contextual meaning of symbolic element and difficult of understanding for of the image for no specialist of these images like medievalists. And over the time, exact meaning disappears. To handle these issues, we are propose some approach based on the ontology engineering, which consists to modeling these images contained in ontologies. So, in this project, we build an ontology. Those the link is on the slide. I didn't insert some capture of the ontology because I would like to show some demonstration, but unfortunately, our server has some problems, so I can't access to the ontology right now. I try since the morning, it doesn't working. But it's an ontology which captured the content of the illumination. So there's content are kind of concept related each to other with relations, and they are described by some attributes. We call the ontology medieval ontology, medieval as his name, referencing to the medieval illumination. So the second element of the approach is the reasoning of some knowledge on this ontologies concept, which represent the medievalists how know on the illumination, representing which SWRL rules in order to influence new knowledge for explicit one modeling in the ontology. And the third element of the approach is a machine learning method implemented in the a platform we build, we construct and develop in the project in order to allow medievalists to capture and describe the illumination content based on the ontology we built. And the same platform allow no specialists of the illumination to understand easily the meaning of the illumination. So the architect, you can see on the screen, represent the platform we developed. It allow user to upload illumination like images in some different format like JPEG or other format in the application. And once the illumination is in the application, the user can annotate the illumination based on the ontology content. Or if the concept you want to annotate is not in the ontology, so the expert can extend dynamically this ontology. But the extension is not allowed to everyone. Only expert user can extend it. So the aim is to allow the medievist to describe the ontology and other user to easily understand their meaning, which is provided by the rules we built in the SWRL and automatic detection module based on the neural network we implemented in the application. So like I tell in the beginning of my talk, I would like to show a demonstration in order to show the operationality of the platform, but our server have some problem, but I will fix this in order to keep the link in the presentation. So the process begin with the modelization of the knowledge in ontology. So we are focused and we work in this step with the specialist, the medievist of the ontology. And the finality is an ontology which will be used in the platform in order to allow annotation and description of the new illumination or the one which are take to build the ontology. And according to this ontology, deep learning algorithm allow any user in the platform to detect and automatically object in the ontology in order to show what is the different object painting in the illumination. And so that inferencing rule can allow the user to understand the really meaning painted in the illumination using different inference rules which are built in the modeling step. So the finality is a tool used for the capture of the knowledge from the medievist in one side, and the other side to allow any user to use this platform to understand the information designed or painting using an illumination uploaded in the system at the beginning. So we go to the illumination from the knowledge throughout the different step modeling in this diapo. Finally, like I said, the aims of the project is the preservation of cultural heritage collection, especially illumination, which was a painting used in the Middle Ages. And this preservation can be done without specialist knowledge and their expertise, and to allow other users to understand this element, we have to modeling a formal concept that can be used to keep in order to preserve this meaning. And this model on which we are based is ontologies. And at the end, the cultural heritage exploration by the intelligence artificial. Intelligence artificial are represented in our work by the ontology and the neural network algorithm we implemented in our final platform. So the missing of some capture or the misworking of the link can allow a difficult of comprehension of understanding of the work. But if you have any question and we have the time, I'm attending for this question. Thank you.